And as I usually follow the lectionary, but I'm not this week, I wanted to talk about just one passage from the Apostle Paul. It's one of my favorites, and I think it can be very helpful for all of us in the book of Philippians, the letter to the Philippians. You guys have better, some of you, I know Jack knows the Philippians. So it's a beautiful passage, St. Paul speaking about the way we think, and which shapes everything. It speaks for itself, and I'll talk about this in a moment. So Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let all women and men know your forbearance, for the Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety." I know we have lots of anxiety at Taft, don't we? We get wrapped up in anxiety. "Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer," blessing, you're listening, right? "Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all of our understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And then Paul finally, then he says, "Finally, sisters and brothers, whatever is true, whatever in life is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, think on these things. If there is any excellence, anything worthy of praise, think on these things. And what you have learned, received, heard, and seen in me, do. And when you do this, the God of peace, the God we know through Jesus Christ, will be with you." Let us pray together. Gracious and loving God, may the words of the psalmist, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Let me come down there with you guys this morning. Can I start with a joke? Just give me a note, because sometimes in religion we get, but maybe I get too serious. I think I'm really not that serious a person, but I get serious about, it's not irreverent. It's about the Pope. It's not about this Pope, because I love this Pope. He's wonderful. And I'm, as many of you I know, we're half Catholics here. I was baptized Catholic. My mom's Catholic, my grandmother. Half the family's Catholic, half is Protestant in various denominations. It's just a funny joke I heard from one of my favorite spiritual teachers. And so it goes like this. The Pope died. Not this Pope, but the Pope long ago, centuries ago. The Pope died. He went up to heaven. He goes to the pearly gates. He sees St. Peter. Peter's there. He's got a big Cuban cigar. Because you can smoke in heaven. It's not banned. It doesn't hurt you. He blows a big plume in the Pope's face. He says, "Who are you?" Pope says, "I'm the Pope. I'm God's representative on earth." He says, St. Peter says, "I don't know you. Move on." Pope can't believe it. He's been the representative of Jesus on earth. What's going on? He says, "Ask God." Peter turns and says, "Father," a guy in here named Pope, he's got a funny hat on. He says, "Is your representative on earth?" And God says in this big booming voice, "I don't know anybody named Pope." St. Peter says, "Move on." Pope can't believe it. He says, "Well, God's pretty old, right? So God must have dementia. So ask Jesus." St. Peter turns to Jesus and says, "Sonny, hey, Sonny boy, there's a guy here with a funny hat. He says his name's Pope. He knows you." Jesus says with a very gentle voice, "I don't know anybody named Pope." And then St. Peter says, "Move on." Boy, the Pope is just really can't. All his life is dedicated to Jesus, serving the church, being God's representative. He just can't believe he's at the pearly gates. He's not getting in. And then he says, "Well, ask the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Ghost." He goes, "Okay." St. Peter says, "Hey, Spooky. Guy here named Pope, funny hat, he says he knows you." And the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost says, "Oh, I know Pope. He's that guy spreading all those malicious rumors about me and the Virgin Mary." I heard that story. I thought I was cracking up. One of my favorite spiritual teachers told it. But the idea, how much it relates to what I want to talk about, a little bit maybe, just to lighten things up. That, first of all, don't take ourselves too seriously.
for one, whether we're the Pope or president of a company or whoever we think we are or what kind of degrees we have. But the other one is, the Pope spreading gossip, right? Gossip is dangerous. So the power of words, and how uplifting they can be and how destructive they can be. So there's, do you know the Aramaic language? Everybody heard of it? Most ancient language, probably in the Middle East. Who spoke Aramaic? Jesus spoke Aramaic. And there's a word, and I was just reading about a magician. I'm not really into magic. I don't have any magic people in my family, I don't think. But the word, what's the word that magicians always use? Abracadabra. Where does it come from? Not quite. What language? Aramaic. Abracadabra is an Aramaic word. Now, this magician was wondering how goofy it is to say abracadabra and use it as magic trick, and he sent off to a linguist, the MIT. They have, some of the greatest linguists, and they told him it was Aramaic, was ancient word, and it means with your words, and Jesus knew this, with your words, you create your reality. With your words, you create reality. You bring it into being. You know, that whole passage from Paul this morning, thinking what is true, honorable, just, loving, when you dwell on those good thoughts, you bring things into being. There's a beautiful passage from the first chapter of a book that I carry with me all the time. It's called the Dhammapada. It's the Buddhist Gospel of Light. It's very similar to what St. Paul said. The very first chapter, it says, with your mind, you create the universe. With your mind, with your thoughts, we create our universe. We create everything around us. Think or act with an impure mind, or think or act with an evil mind, and sorrow will follow you as surely as the cart follows the horse that draws it. With your mind, it continues, you create the universe. You create your universe. We're co-creators with God. Think or act with a loving mind, with a compassionate mind, and joy will follow you as surely as your shadow. So it's really true. It's so true about the thoughts that we have and the words that we speak bring things into being in this world. To be so mindfully careful, and God, how many times do I mess up? And these students here know, this History of God class, we say things, being aware of the thoughts that come into our mind and how we use them and how they can be used to uplift or how they can be used to destroy. What's the old saying? Sticks and stones, bones, words will never hurt me. Is that true? I can remember things that teachers or coaches or even relatives or parents said to me that were really positive or really negative, and 30, 40 years later, they stick with you. They stick, they have a power. Jesus knew, what does it say in the Gospel of John, the first chapter? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Everything was made through the Word. God spoke. That's what John's saying. God spoke, and the world came into being. We speak, an idea is in our head. We're thinking about it. We're dwelling on it. And then suddenly it becomes, we speak it, and it becomes reality. One of my favorite American philosophers, I love the transcendentalists, Ralph Waldo Emerson. You guys have read any Emerson at school yet? Emerson and Thoreau, some of my favorites, the transcendentalists. One of the things he says is that whatever we focus our mind on, we become it in time. But another thing he says is, sow a thought, reap an action. Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, and then you reap ultimately your destiny and your fate. And in all, Emerson saying, who was a Unitarian minister in the beginning, Emerson was a minister early in his career. So he says, starting with the thought, we create the habits, we bring things into being, we create a destiny for ourselves. So I think what St. Paul's saying, this being mindful and aware of the whole thought process and what we're focusing the mind on. Because we're so filled up. If you go two chapters back in Philippians, it talks about Jesus came into this world emptying himself of all of his divine qualities so he could experience what it is to be human. But he had to empty himself and so he could be like all of us in the human condition. The problem is, for you and I, myself certainly included, that we're so filled up with so much stuff from the media, everything just, it's filled us up. TV, internet, friends, things, and we don't have enough room to hear the word of God. So we hear a sacred passage from scripture like Philippians, or it could be the Dhammapada. I read from a lot of the world's religious texts. We don't have enough room to really let it ruminate and think about it and go around. One of the ways, so I want you to think about this, it can be helpful, is that think of having a beautiful garden within you, a beautiful garden. And in that garden, I'm talking metaphorically here, and you have seeds within that garden. You have all kinds of seeds, and you have seeds of joy, of happiness, of love, of compassion. But then you have seeds of resentment and anger, frustration, bitterness, revenge, whatever they are. We all have it. It's a territory within us. And the question is, what are we focusing on? Some days, irritation pops up in me. Some days, a little bit of anger. Some days, it's joy and celebration. But the whole idea is not to be judgmental toward yourself. It's just, this is what we hear this word all the time. Mindfulness just means awareness. I'm aware now that I'm angry. Maybe you're angry for good reason. Sometimes we are. But I don't want to let that consume me and build. Okay, I'm angry because of this, so I'm going to solve this problem that's come up. And then I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm not going to let it eat. You know, we can hold on to anger. We can hold on to revenge and bitterness for days, weeks, maybe months, and maybe years. I've seen it before. I've been a minister in a lot of parishes. I've seen it before a lot of people, and it's corrosive. So the whole point is not to judge yourself, to treat yourself with compassion and care, but mindfulness is that awareness. That's what you do in meditation. You stop, you close your eyes, you breathe, you become aware of all the noise and the clutter in your mind. It's not just out there in the world, it's inside of you. There are thoughts just racing through, and just the fact that you're aware, you let it pass like a cloud. You let it pass. You don't attach to it. Okay, boy, that was a crazy thought, right? Came up. Boy, this is the way the mind works. So just being mindfully aware, what are we focusing our minds on each day, and not in a non-judgmental way. So I think that when you think about Jesus in the first Gospel of Mark, he's driven by the Holy Spirit out into the wilderness, and he's meeting the wild beasts. They're not just real wild beasts out there. There are in the wilderness. I've been in the wilderness in Israel. It's just pretty rocky and desolate. But it's really about internally, too. The wild beasts are all those things that come up in the mind that we want to act upon. Again, those kind of negative. It's true. Whether you're a psychologist or a spiritual teacher in any of the traditions, everyone knows that we tend toward, as humans, the negative. Everyone. To some degree, we tend toward negative thinking, anxiety, fear, doubt, can't do it. We tend toward that. And so just being aware of that dissipates it, lessens the power. Okay. You know, there's a great, one last story I'll leave you with. The guy, I think his name's Colin O'Grady. I'm not sure if that's, he crossed the Antarctica. Remember that recently? An American guy, probably in his 30s. You know, everybody remember that? He was the first one to cross, just pulling a sled, 375-pound sled. Anybody remember this story? And he, when he was about 10 or 12, he was in a terrible fire. He was burned so badly that they said he'd never walk again. And he decided, and his mother would come in and said, "Don't worry, you're going to get out of here. You've got a whole life ahead of you." His mother gave him some positive words. And he had this mantra, this thought that he had, "This too shall pass," he told himself. And he said, "When I get out of here, I'm going to run a triathlon." 18 months later, he ran a triathlon and he won. Some years later, he planned to cross Antarctica, and he did, and he's the first one ever to cross Antarctica without any other aids, 930 miles, 54 days. And his mantra was that I can do it. I am capable. I can do this. And he just, over and over again, I can do this. He believed in himself. Of course, he practiced meditation. He'd focus his mind on what he could do. But so often, and I get trapped by this too, is we have a doubt, I can't do it, I can't pass this test, I'm going to fail this, I've never made this varsity team before, it's not going to happen. We get trapped in that way of thinking in it, and it really affects us. It gets into our unconscious, it affects the way we act in the world, what we do. So St. Paul's saying something really deep here, so important. Focus the mind. You have your personal prayer time, call it what you want, contemplation, meditation, reading a sacred text, scripture passage. Try it every day, just like you're eating a breakfast or eating dinner. Every day you need to be mindfully aware. What am I focusing on today? What are thoughts that are, as Paul said, true and honorable and just, good, pure, lovely, gracious? What should I focus on? Empower yourself. It gets down into starts working through the unconscious. It's moving. That's what I like to do, read a passage early in the week so it goes down through the intellect, because that's not enough. Seeps into the heart, gets into the body, gets into the soul, starts moving around in there. So focus, mind, because thoughts are everything. Thoughts, our thoughts do create the world. Amen.